Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Romeo Marquez Jr. And we have...
And, sorry, I just jumped in. Jump right in. This is Chris Shelton from the Morning Crane Healing Arts Center.
Yes, Chris Shelton from the Morning Crane, what is it, Center? The Arts and Craft?
Yeah. Well, we just changed the name, actually. It's Morning Crane Healing Arts and Fitness Studios.
Oh! Yes, Chris Shelton is in the building. And so on this call, we're going to talk about the five keys to elevate your success. Are you ready to rock this thing, Mr. Chris?
Sure am. Let's do this.
All right.
Let's inform.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying let's inform, let's enlighten.
And let's just create an impact. Because that's what life's about, like creating an impact, making a difference. And the first key we have that we agreed to, and we were – to the people that are listening to this right now, we intended for this call to happen, and we said, what are we going to talk about? And then we just had a list of things, and we just grabbed the first five things that came to mind because I don't know about y'all, but Chris and I just go with intuition. We follow what's right, and if it doesn't feel right, we'll shift our energy to what does. And the first five things are perfect for this call. And so the first one we have is self-awareness. And I love how you brought that up, Chris. Do you want to go ahead and expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, self-awareness, is one of the first keys of success because as you're heading towards that path, whatever that path is, and we've talked about this before, and we'll talk about it again at this weekend's workshop, but success can be anything for anybody. So having that self-awareness is, I think, the first step in obtaining your goals. And for me, you know, self-awareness is not only being aware of the steps that you're taking, but also, let's say, if you are making repeated mistakes that are hindering your forward progress or whatever, and you keep on saying to yourself, gosh, you know, why am I keep on self-sabotaging myself? I'm trying to hit this goal or achieve this or stop eating this kind of food or whatever. You know, the first thing I would say to everybody listening is having that self-awareness that this is a repeated pattern. And if you have that self-awareness, that's the first step, because there's so many times that us humans, we walk around in the state of unconsciousness that self-awareness or just any kind of awareness is something that, you know, is not we don't pay that much attention to. So I think that it's really important to be aware that, hey, if you keep on making the same mistake as you're trying to reach your goal, whatever that may be, relationships, whatever, career, that it's okay because, you know, you're human, and being aware that is that first step and changing those traits that are stopping you from reaching that ultimate goal.
Most definitely. Yeah, I think to add on to that, is, you know, you see what's going on, you know, being aware of what's taking place, and then also seeing what is right, because there are three questions I like to tell my clients to create an awareness, because when you get the answers, the best answers come from, you know, the great questions. And one of the first questions I ask in regards to anything that they're going through or working on is, what's working? You know, whether it being your relationships, your finances, your business goals, or whatever it may be. And then I go to carry on that self-awareness is, what isn't working? You know, what would you like to see different? And so people will list, you know, a few things, what it is they want. And people will go, I don't know what it is. I don't know what I want exactly. And then the reverse question to that, I say, what don't you want? And they'll go, oh,
right.
Yeah, I don't want to feel this way. I don't want this to happen. And they'll just go ahead and give a list. And then the third question is, what are you going to do differently? Because I think part of the awareness is also like listing, not really necessarily listing the steps, but creating an action step after the awareness, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, you have to, once you have, what are your steps? What are you going to do to help facilitate this change and move you in that right direction? Yeah, that's a good one.
And so that first one is self-awareness. And then the second one, the second key to elevate your success, is identifying your why. And I'll start this out. So identifying your why is important because we have to know why we are creating success or change or whatever it is we want in our life, because we could work towards something and get it, but there's still that unfulfillment happening. And I think it's important for us to understand our why so that we work even harder, and not just even work harder, but we have a greater purpose for working, that's better said. So for me, the reason why I do the work that I do, for those of you that don't really know who I am or what I do a lot of speaking, you know, all around the world on, you know, success principles. My mentor, Jack Canfield. I have a book called The Success Messages, Changing the World One Message at a Time. And, you know, the reason why I do this work is, number one, because my family. Without my family, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. And also because I want to leave a legacy for my family and, you know, my community and the world. But for me, my why comes back to my family. And there's a saying that says, your why should make you cry. That's how important it should be. Your why should make you cry. Because if you're doing it for the money, it's like, yeah, I'm excited. That's cool. That's cool. You make the money, but what else? You know, what else is important to you? Do you want to add anything to that, Chris?
Yeah, I think that the why is mindful doing. I think that's
Say that again one more time. I like how you said that.
Mindful doing, you know, having mindfulness in whatever it is, whatever your why is, instead of, you know, shooting the arrow aimlessly in the dark, hoping that you're going to hit the moon or, you know, whatever, right? It's just, you just want to have mindfulness and what your why is. And a lot of times as we try to aim towards our success, one of the pitfalls you could fall into is not having mindfulness as to why you are doing what you're doing, you know. And, you know, I've heard some philosophers say, you know, that the spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, actually emanates through your why if you're mindful as you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. So, like for me, you know, I see clients in clinic, and I believe that part of the success that we have in my clinical practice is because my only focus, my only intent when a patient's laying on the table there, or clients laying on the table there, is how am I going to help to facilitate change and help heal this person? And that's all I'm thinking of. And then because of that pure intent, my why emanates through me, and then as a result of that, I believe that the healing effects are much, much greater.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, that's so good. I think you should create a book on just identifying your why, Chris. I love how you said mindful doing and mindfulness. When I went to go connect with Jack Canfield a couple weeks ago at his event, he really, you know, highlighted like mindfulness. He said there's like mindfulness has been around for a long time, but he sees he sees that people are, you know, getting more conscious of mindfulness. And he's just, you know, he's traveling all around the world, you know, doing this work. But he's really, in his own work, his own personal work, he himself is practicing mindfulness. So I love how you just brought that strong word.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. You know, it's, you know, one of the things, you know, I've been a practitioner of Chen style Tai Chi for over 20 years now. And one thing about Tai Chi is as opposed to other forms of exercise is that, you know, you could get on the rowing machine, you could get on the elliptical and be mindless. And you see it a lot of times, you go to the gym, you know, to your health club, and you see someone on the elliptical reading a magazine, you know, where they're on that elliptical or whatever. So there's not mindfulness in the exercise. Whereas when you practice an art like Tai Chi, you have to have mindfulness of your whole body and how the interconnectedness of that body helps you move from one posture to the other. And and that's one method to achieve or to practice mindful doing. And then the other part is is just to be really conscious and really aware of whatever it is that you're honing in on to help facilitate change or growth or expansion, whatever, you know, and just really honing in on that and being mindful as to what it is that you're trying to achieve and what is the ultimate outcome that you'd like to see.
Right. Perfect. So number one, self-awareness. Number two, identifying your why. And number three, we have creating healthy relationships. Oh, so,
oh boy,
so important.
<That's> huge.
That is
huge.
It's really huge. I mean, and, you know, when we say creating healthy relationships, we're talking about, you know, all kinds of relationships. It could be, you know, in your love relationships, your family relationships. It could be your business relationships, relationships with your friends, relationships with your colleagues. It could be relationships that you already have or relationships that you can start nurturing more. And mm-hmm. I love how you brought that up about just the people in your life and your daughter and all that stuff. Did you want to elaborate on some of those things?
Yeah, you know, I think the first thing to establishing healthy relationships, because healthy relationships means that people respect you as a being, you know, respect your boundaries, respect you know, respect you in the ability to help you obtain your goals. And a lot of times, unfortunately, I think that where relationships actually start is relationships actually start with yourself. You have to have a healthy relationship mm-hmm. with yourself, because if you have self-respect for yourself, then it's easier to allow that to flow in from, you know, from other sources, you know, whether it's loved
right.
ones, you know, family members or business partners, whatever. You know, the old school way of thinking is that, you know, just from seeing so many clients in clinic, you know, and we do a lot of questioning and Q&A, and is that, well, you know, I was born into a family, so I just have to deal with whatever they give me. And my response to them is, no, you don't. No, if you have self-respect, you know, if you really believe in yourself and stand to what's true to you, no, you don't have to tolerate somebody belittling you or lying to you or trying to take advantage of you or gossiping about you. No, it doesn't matter if it's a family member or somebody out on the street or a loved one, you know, a husband, wife, whatever. You know, it rolls over to all facets of relationships. And mm-hmm. just because you're in a certain position, let's say if it's within a family, for example, and somebody wants to not respect your boundaries, it's okay for you to say, you know, I don't need to put up with this. And just because you're in the family doesn't mean that you have to. So you have choice. You have a choice. You have choices. And a part of that awareness from step number one there comes back to this, is that awareness of what feels good and what doesn't. What is nurturing
right.
growth and what is not.
Right. Jack talks about how for relationships, how there are people that are anchors, and then there are people that are motors, right? And so the anchors are the ones that are just pulling you down, like pulling you back from attaining those goals or dreams or whatever accomplishments you want to go for. And then you have the motors, who are the ones that are going to get your engine rolling, moving, bring you forward. And so, you know, the question to ask is what relationships do you have in your life, not you specifically, Chris, but to the audience out there, is, you know, what relationships are like motors and what relationships are like anchors? And, you know, one of the things I love to say who want to, you know, nurture those relationships, one key thing I like to share is appreciation. I think I just did a training on that recently in the workplace, where that in itself gets lost all the time because, you know, we're on a mission, the company's on a mission, we have to get these things done, but we forget to celebrate some of those successes along the way, the small ones and just saying, you know what, good job. And not just saying good job because I accomplish or I'm just complimenting you, but because you mean it and you are grateful for the work. Because when you share that appreciation, people just want to work harder. People want to do more, you know, just, and this not just have to be in the workplace, but again, in your personal relationship as well.
Right. Yeah. It's no fun being in a relationship where you're feeling like you're being taken advantage of or taken for granted. You know, I think it's, mm-hmm. it's healthy to give those thank yous and those pleases and like you said, it just helps to facilitate somebody to come in to say, wow, you know, this person really, really appreciates who I am. You know, even, you know, with my wife, you know, who's also my business partner, and, you know, I'll tell her, you know, I really appreciate you because mm-hmm. all the stuff that we have going, there's no way that I could do it all by myself, you know. And so those are key. And she does the same thing to me, you know. She says, gosh, I really appreciate how hard you work and how many people you see in a day and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. it's you know, it's something that's mutual, but it's you know, it's good every once in a while to just let the person, whether it's somebody you love, or one of your children, you know, or a coworker, or somebody who's on your staff, just say, you know, I just really appreciate you showing up and doing X, Y, and Z. Even if all the person really does and brings to the place is a pretty smile, you know,
right?
You appreciate
right.
that.
Smile,
at least bring that up.
Right.
Yeah,
that's, you know, just goes on to say about how just words are powerful. Words bring things to life. And words can empower or disempower people. And, you know, at the end of the day, we want to feel empowered. And the way to do that is just give away what we want. So if you want more love, give more love. You want to be happy, share more happiness. If you want to be appreciated, share a greater appreciation because, you know, it's the law of reciprocation. Is that the law?
Right.
I don't know. One of those
well,
laws.
There is a,
one of those
yeah, there is
laws.
A, I would say that is a kind of a universal law that if you put it out there and you have this generosity, this open heart and this generosity to not be afraid to acknowledge somebody, then yes, it comes back to you continuously, you know. And, you know, you hear people talk about it, you know, they give their money and their riches away to charities and stuff. And the more money that they give to charities and stuff, especially if they're doing it with pure intent, then the more money that just keeps on rolling into them, you know, because that's it's just the law of nature that the more that you give of yourself openly and not being selfish about it, then the more of that that flows back into your life. The more, like I tell people, the more restriction you have, the more restricted you are internally.
That's right. It works on both ways, right?
Yeah. Then you could actually, you know, you could hinder that flow. As soon as a person learns to let go, oh boy, you know, everything just, you know, no internal restrictions means that there's no external restrictions either. So it's
right.
You go definitely both ways. Yeah.
Gosh, we were talking about how earlier we could just elaborate on each call on each of these points, because when you said let go, I also thought about forgiveness, and that in itself is a call.
That's
we can talk about,
right.
You know, that it's just forgiveness, like, that can release a lot, and which not only releases a lot, but allows you to be more open, and it creates a loving space. But we won't get too into that, because that could be, you know, something we could totally elaborate on. And so, number one, again, self-awareness. Two, identifying your why. Three, creating healthy relationships. And then number four we have is consistency. So let me ask you something, Chris. What is something or a success or goal or dream that you've achieved that you just utilize that the power of consistency?
The business itself, you know.
Talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so, when I first started Morning Crane 15 years ago, there was people out there that told me I couldn't do it. I mean, even one of my teachers I trained under told me, personally, let's see how long you last out there. It's one thing to be, practicing Tai Chi or Qigong, but it's another thing to run a business. And so, especially when you start a business, it's hard because you have to eat bitter. That's what they call it in Tai Chi, is eating bitter. You have to eat bitter, which means that you have to go through the periods of growth and expansion, but also contraction. There's a lot of, it seems like in the beginning there's more contraction than expansion, And so if you're not truly in alignment and being consistent with what your goal is, and it's easy for that contraction to deviate you from your path, and you may quit, and you hear a lot of businesses fail within the first 1 to 3 years, and the reason for that is partly is I think that is that consistency and understanding that there's a flux, there's this yin and yang, there's a flux, there's a contraction phase, there's an expansion, there's a contraction, there's an expansion, and I firmly believe that by being consistent and understanding that, okay, well, even during my contraction, my pulling in phase, doesn't mean that I just give up. No, it gives me opportunity to collect my energy, to collect my resources in order for that next phase of expansion. And so I think the success that we've had here is the understanding that, yes, there are these flux, but you have to have that consistency of showing up, believing in yourself, believing in what your mission is and what your goal is, and then as a result of that, this consistent practice then helps to build, and then it continues to build. I mean, I remember at one point in my early on in my career, like, I'd have one student and no students. I'd have one client and no clients, and then I'd really start to think to myself, "What, man, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing?" But with perseverance and this consistency of saying, "No, this is it. This is my path. At least this is my path now." Because your path, you could always reinvent yourself. So this is my path, for now. And actually, that's what's happening with us right now. What's happening with me now is that I'm reinventing myself. So start off as a teacher healer, but now it's publishing, these books. So we have the first book, Qigong for Self-Refinement, and now we're writing another book for the purpose of teaching people how to live pain-free. So now, as I move and I reinvent myself into the next phase of my career, which is a best-selling author and speaker on transformation, hence the reason why, we're having this conversation right now, because it's the same mission, we have that same mission, is to help people transform their lives. So then now this is going to be my next phase. And the only way that I could get through that next phase or next transitional period is by consistency.
That's right. There's this quote that I love by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He says, "Success isn't always about greatness. It's about consistency. Consistent hard work gains success. Greatness will come. Success isn't overnight. It's what we do every day that adds up, that creates success." And then Buddha also says, "A jug fills drop by drop." Sometimes we will just try once, try it again, and go, "Darn it, it didn't work out." To fill that jug up, to fill that bowl of success, the bowl of success. You have to fill it up, and it's not just going to be one drop. And sometimes when we fill it up, the bowl might spill, right? It might feel like we're going downhill again. But we have that capacity. We naturally have all the resources and tools, especially with the internet. There are things out there, resources out there that will help us fill our bowl back up. And I really believe that as long as we stay in the game, that's what I like to say in my talks, as long as you stay in the game, great things will happen. And sometimes we might not get the end result that we want. In fact, it may just be better than what we want. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm sure you've experienced and saw it. For me, it was acting, right? When I got out of college or high school, I got into acting, and I'd taken all these acting classes, and I lived in L.A., and, worked with all these great people, had great acting coaches, had my own acting school, performing arts school, which turned into me doing a one-man show, And then I noticed that the things that I was teaching in acting was a lot of like transformational work. And it led me to working with mentors like Jack Canfield and others. And it had me doing a TED Talk, then to going to India, then going to the Ukraine and all these places. And that started out as being an actor right after high school, but it was more than just being on a TV show. It ended up, knowing what I know now, it ended up being creating an elevating change for people in their lives. And to me, that's way, way worth more than two lines on a TV show, you know?
Right.
Because sometimes when we get that goal, it's like, now what? But there's always greater opportunities past the result, that we want. And so, going to wrap up this call, because we could go on and on just because Chris is just cool like that. We got it going on. The fifth one that we really, really, really think is important is self-care and self-love. I think in order for us, I know you briefly talked about this in the very beginning, but I think it's so important for us to take care of our own self and love our own selves so that we can give out the love and give out the caringness, I don't even know if that's a word, that love to other people so that they can experience and achieve the goals that they want. Because at the end of the day, when we take care of ourselves, it just ripples on and ripples a great effect and pours onto other people's dreams and goals and accomplishments.
Yep. Yeah, completely. Yeah, you know, it's one of the things that you can't find happiness outside yourself. And a lot of times, going back to relationships, healthy relationships and such, we think that that somebody else is going to fulfill that emptiness and, you know, fill the cup. One of my favorite, I was a volunteer reader for this program where you go into the kids' classrooms and you would, it's from Project Cornerstone, and you go in and you read these books on like anti-bullying and stuff like that. And one of my favorite books was The Bucket Filler. And what do you do, what can you do to fill your own bucket, and what takes away from your bucket, or who takes away from your bucket? And part of that self-care and self-love is continually feeding yourself back and with that, filling that bucket, doing things. And it could be anything from having going on a walk, you know, to giving to other people, you know, fills as a method to fill that bucket and to nurture your own being. But it has to start from within, and it's hard. You know, like one of my famous favorite tools that I give to people is mirror talk, and talking to yourself in the mirror and co-creating with your higher existence, what it is that you would like to transform in your life and or bring about in your life. And one of the common things I hear from people is that, wow, it's really hard to look at yourself and really hard to look at myself in the mirror. And so one of the things I do is every single morning, you know, I start off my mirror talk with I love myself and believe in myself, and as a result, I can co-create with God, the universe, whatever, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, whatever it is that I'm manifesting in my life. And there was a point in time, I've been doing this mirror talk for quite a while now because I see the power of it. I see just how powerful it is to help bring about transformation and change. And, you know, years ago when it was first introduced to me, I thought it was the goofiest thing on earth. But then after doing it, you're like, oh, wow, you start to see how it really works. So, yeah, having that self-love, self-respect, self-care is really, really important. And what I tell people also is that if somebody puts you in a situation, or you find yourself in a certain situation that's not in alignment with who you are as a being, well, then get out of the situation, you know, change direction, do whatever. But if it doesn't align with you internally, then, you know, then you have the ability to change that and say, okay, I'm here to stand what's in alignment, not what's in false alignment, like with someone's ego, but with what is true to my own self, what is going to give back and give me that self-care and that self-love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of the things that I do to, you know, take care of myself before I bring all my energy and efforts out there to the world is I have like my hour of power, it's actually more than an hour, where I, one of the first things that I do in the morning is I write in my gratitude journal, and then I meditate for about 15 to 20 minutes, and I'm still a beginner at meditation, but people, you know, go longer, or they, you know, sometimes keep it short, and then I go out there and just work out to take care of the physical aspect. Like that in itself, I take taking care of my mind, my body, and my spirit so that I feel in tune with what I got to do later on, because we all know that, you know, after morning time or right when email hits or right when we land at the job place, whatever it may be, or right when the kids wake up, whatever it may be for you, just life can go in all types of directions. And so one of the things that you can consider or I invite you to do is how can you take charge of your morning routine and or maybe find an hour or 30 minutes out of the week to do something that nurtures your mind, body, or spirit, or at least one of those things. Because as we give out a lot of ourselves to other people, we forget, again, that self-care and self-love.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's so true, so true. Could have said it better.
So, yeah. So, those are our five keys right there. Number one, self-awareness. Number two, identifying your why. Number three, you know, creating those healthy relationships. Number four, consistency. And number five, self-care and self-love. And these are just, I mean, there are many, many, many more keys to creating greater success and transformation in your life. And so we also want to share with you that we do have a workshop taking place this Friday. Want to give a little bit of the details and maybe the sites that they can go to, Mr. Chris?
Yeah, so for more information, you go to www.morningcrane.com for a list of events. So it's this coming Friday at 5:30. And the location is 1314 Lincoln Avenue. We're upstairs, suite number 2B in the San Jose, zip is 95125.
Right. And so it's, and then they could, what is it called? Your spot again? It's the Morning Crane.
Morning Crane.
That's where they go. At the website.
Yeah, morningcrane.com. And, you know, you go to on the homepage, you'll see a tab that says classes, and then you go down to workshops and events, and you click on that. You could actually pre-register online. And, you know, so you can either pre-register online or go ahead and register at the door. But either way, just try to make it as convenient as possible. So, again, the class is this coming Friday, July 11th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. And this workshop delivers success strategies to help you accelerate and achieve the results that you deserve. So we had a lot of fun with you on the last one.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Again, we intended for a lot of great stuff. We had these, you know, end results, these goals we want to achieve, and it just went beyond that,
right?
Because we just, again, stayed in tune. And again, for the workshop, we're going to just talking about, you know, finding clarity on your life purpose, identifying what it is you truly want, steps to live your passion, getting more clear with your goals, tools to eliminate stuff that holds you back from your goals and dreams, and much, much more. And it's this Friday. If you can make it, awesome. If you cannot make it because you have other stuff going on, awesome. It's all good.
Okay.
But, you know, I strongly believe that if you are listening to this, and I feel that you are wanting to take things to the next level, and I find that it will be beneficial to you. And if it's not going to be, then you can be like, Romeo, Chris, that was not beneficial. all kidding aside, we're here to serve. We're here to love and, you know, share our knowledge or wisdom that we've received and experienced and from our mentors and, you know, the work that we do around the country and around the world. So we thank you. Thank you so much for, you know, taking the time to listen. Hopefully we'll see you this Friday. If not, you can catch us on our website. My website is romymarquezjr.com. And then where can they find you, Chris? Should they go to morningcrane.com?
Yeah, you go to morningcrane.com, but then also I have my own website. It's chrisshelton.net. And that website there is for the Morning Praying website is for the local audience, and then the chrisshelton.net is for the international audience. So either website, you find information to help you with whatever it is that you're looking for.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
All right, you guys, have a great
week. It'll be fun.
Yeah, of course. Have a great week, you guys. Thank you, Chris, for being awesome.
Thank you.
And I look forward to seeing you this Friday.
All right. Be fun.
All right.
See you guys there.
All right, bye.